Well, good morning. 11:16 in the morning, to be precise, on December the 18th, a Tuesday morning. And cranking. I sat down a couple of minutes ago at 8 o'clock and was playing around with the typesetting program, Lix, L-Y-X, and I wanted to see, you know, how difficult it was going to be to put these books into print format, because I really do need to get both, I need to get all of them into paper so that I can get the Ryden editions offline. I need to do that sooner rather than later. So I was 16:21 for the first mile. I was walking this morning. Anyway, I looked down. It was 8 o'clock. I thought, well, I'll spend a few minutes before I go for my walk. I'll go for my walk around 9. It's a nice morning. I'll go and it'll be cool. And at 10 o'clock, I looked up and said, "What? Huh? What? Huh?" And then disappeared again. God, what a time sink. But gosh, it's fun. What keyed this off was Anita asked me the question, how do you get your HTML documents into Lix? Because she keeps getting an HTML error. Well, I got an HTML error. And I thought, well, that's odd. Very peculiar. And so I noticed that there was a new version of Lix, so I downloaded a new version, installed that. That was cool. And there's no HTML import. And I thought, well, that's darn peculiar. The old version does. The old version throws the error. So I started digging into it and realized that the utility that the Lix software was trying to call wasn't installed. So I'm not quite sure where the error came from, unless it was a call that it was making blind inside its own reference space. So I got HTML to LaTeX, and I got the utility, and I ran it. And it worked good right up to the point where it said XML entity not found. Which was when I realized that the HTML, or more precisely the XHTML that comes out of Pubit, comes out of, not Pubit, EPUB, is not HTML, actually, it's XML. And so the XML was not an entity that it recognized, so it didn't know how to encode the file. Now, it did actually get down through and get into some of it, but it coughed and said, no, we aren't going to play this game. And so that's when I started digging further. I found TextML, T-E-X-M-L, which is supposed to be an XML to T-E-X converter. And I left it running on my machine. I don't know if it's going to actually convert to text or not. We'll see. And as I'm going through this process and trying to remember how exactly I had done this before, because I have done it. I did it with Ravenwood, I did it with, what else did I do it with? I did it with a couple of them. Maybe I only did it with Ravenwood. Thought I did it with a couple of them. Anyway, I worked with it for a long time, and I worked with Brand on Hidden Institute on his books with it as well. So, it's a complicated, nasty little piece of work, but once you've got a model, publication becomes pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I remember that part. It's also beautiful, and I remember that part as well. It's far and away above what you can get by just exporting as PDF within one of the word processing programs. The file layout, the page layouts, much, much nicer. Because it is, in fact, typeset, not just printed. And I'm not exactly 100% sure what the difference is, but when I look at a PDF file, and I look at a file that's created after being typeset, I can see a difference. It's subtle, and I don't really know how to explain it, but it's there. So I'm trying to make sure that I do it. Now, here's the problem, is that I've but I'm operating under the assumption that what I need is an HTML file that has the whole book in it so that I can import the HTML file into Lix. And the reality is, that doesn't work. And it seems to me, having played with it for a while now, that I knew that. Because what I had done in the past was to take an RTF copy, straight text, import it, tag it, mark it up, and then tag it with the chapter headings and put the front matter in it and all the rest of that, and then generate the PDF from there, which I can then upload to CreateSpace. So I think that's what I have to do, which means I don't have a master file anymore, which is probably just as well, because the paperback version and the ebook version are going to be slightly different. The cover, of course, on the paperback is going to be different, just slightly. It'll have the extra texture from the Sky and Telescope sky charts on it, which I did not put in the ebook cover because the detail was just too fine to show up in ebook. So the ebook cover is actually slightly different. It's lacking that extra texture, and I did that in the interests of clarity. Oh, we got all kinds of trucks here. Morning, Brown. UPS on their ho 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 round. So, you know, it's like, okay, I can do this. RTF tag at 27 chapters, I can do that too. And then Lix supports images, and I noticed that somebody sent me an email. I suspect it was Anita. I couldn't read it because I was already outside. It popped up in my inbox, and I thought, oh, images and Lix. So, I'm running here. I ran trying to get the HTML, or the XML more precisely, the XML converted to text, to TEX format, because I can then take the text format and push it up to Lix without any problem. With any luck at all, it will take all of the chapter heading formatting and everything together. So it's worth looking for. Might be a dog. Might be a couple dogs in there. Anyway, so I figured it was worth spending a little bit of time on. I do have full share in Sigil. I need to go through and adjust all the chapter headings because all the chapter headings are now hosed, because the original HTML is not quite right. So I need to go through and reformat those, make them all consistent with the other two books, which isn't going to be too much of a difficulty. And I have to go through and find the edits that Rob sent a bunch, and there's a couple other people who have sent full share edits. I probably ought to go back and look for typo reports. But I know I got a couple I need to get installed. I need to go through and check capitalization on engineering. I need to go through and look at cleanup. One question that did come up was the use of MS. Now, MS as a title in modern usage is not an abbreviation, as I remember correctly. It's just a title. Unlike Mr., the MR period, which is short for M-I-S-T-E-R, or MIS, which is not an abbreviation at all, or M-R-S, dart, M-R-S period, which is short for mistress, which is amusing given that it's only applied to wives, but at any rate, it's mistress of the house, I'm sure. So the question is whether or not Ms. should have a period, and my initial reaction is no. But apparently somewhere along the line, Ms. got periods some places and not in others. So I need to double check those, because I don't think it should have a period. I think it's just the title, Ms. I was looking at some of the old documentation. It turns out that women were not unheard of on clipper ships. There were a few who were deckhands, etc. And they were referred to as Mr., which is interesting because, of course, all the officers are referred to as Mr. And it seems to me that I remember something about that in the Naval Academy. When women first started going to the Naval Academy, they started, all cadets are called Mr. And so they were called Mr. And that was somewhat problematic and deemed to be sexist, which I suppose it is. Now, the interesting part is that, of course, SAR, which is a made-up word, which is one that I picked and used purposefully, turns out to have been, if you get through the last book, turns out to be a typo in the manual, in the Spacer's Handbook, that has been promulgated through the years that nobody wanted to correct. And so SAR was supposed to be SIR, S-E-R, but they typoed it, and thus it has remained SAR. So I kind of like it. It's one of those little hidden details of solar clipper life that I enjoy discovering myself. So anyway, typos. I got a batch of typos for half sure. I didn't have Sean hasn't sent me his comprehensive list of stuff I screwed up yet, but I'm sure it'll come in. But it's the file's in pretty good shape. I've added the preview. I added for those of you who got an early version, I think you can actually get a refund and rebuy it now and get the current version. You can also manage through your Kindle and get the updated version, although you probably have to write to Amazon. I still haven't told them that there's an updated version for minor edits. But you could manage your Kindle and get it. Or you could write to me and I'll send you one. EPUBs and Mobis, oh my. This, a preview for Ravenwood at the back of Quartershare, and then preview of Dan Sawyer's book at the end of Halfshare, Down from 10. And Down from 10 and Predestination. He sent me two samples. I'll put Predestination in the middle book of the last trilogy, so that's... He gets a little bump. He gets a little extra exposure. I'm not sure it's going to make any difference, but we'll see. Those are both books that I participated in voice work, so I thought it was appropriate that Dan get a little nudge in the back. I've also written to Scott to see if I can get chapter one of The Rookie or some piece of chapter one of The Rookie to put in the back of either Full Share or Double Share, because I think those books both could use a preview as well. And I think something, so that leaves me three more. Well, I'll put a South Coast sample in the back of one. Of course, I have to get South Coast out so that I can sample. Should be an issue, but shouldn't be too big a deal. And then put I was at the store. I was on the lookout for high-value snacks, things that I can eat that don't add a lot of calories, that don't add a lot of fat, but have some sort of a nutritional value to them. And one of the things that caught my eye this week was Annie Chun's baked seaweed snacks. And I thought, well, all right. There were wasabi, so they're sprinkled with wasabi powder. They're supposed to be hot little chewy crunchy baked pieces of seaweed. And I thought, well, that could be interesting. So I tried one. I tried a pack, took it home. The wasabi was good. The texture was really quite lovely. They were really, they were very, very, you know, very small. They're very, insubstantial. A little bit bigger than a business card. A little bit, most like the size of a trading card. And very lightweight, because of course there's just one layer of seaweed that's been baked, so it's crinkled and flat. And crunched nicely, had a very nice crunch, had a nice wasabi bite right off the bat. And then went immediately to soggy seaweed flavor. And I don't know if you really understand soggy seaweed flavor. If you've not been around the ocean and smelled rotting kelp. So this flavor, this soggy seaweed flavor, is a lot like the smell of rotting kelp. Now, I say rotting kelp, and it brings to mind this horrible image, I'm sure, of dead fish and disgusting. And no, it's not like that. It's an iodine smell. It's kind of a rich smell. It's kind of a funky smell. But it's not unpleasant. As a smell. As a taste? Yeah, not so much. Yeah. So, Inichun's baked seaweed snacks, I'm sure they're very high nutritional value. I'm sure they're delicious in some cultures. Not for me. So, yeah. So I did. I went by the monk pole. I tapped the monk pole. I didn't mention it. I came all the way to the eastern reach. I'm trucking right along here this morning. First mile went well. Went very quickly. I think thanks to Pandora. They gave me an Adele song to begin with and then some sort of change-up number that was followed immediately by a Lumosity commercial about a Pandora listener. Do you remember what the last song was? I did at the time, but frankly right now I didn't register, don't care. But then it went into a really upbeat world music number from Pick Yourself Up, Do It For Africa. And that was marching music there, that was just trucking right along. And then we went into a dance remix of Poker Face that had me almost breathless by the time I got to the corner and had to shut it off. It was great. So 16:20 on the first mile. I don't know what the second mile is going to be, but I haven't slacked off too much. Probably 17 minutes, 17 and a half. I'll know in a minute because I'm coming up to the back gate tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Well, I was off by 30 seconds, so 17:52 on the second. Not too bad still.